Okay, the boys, so today's daf is daf Nun Ches. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the sugya, about the dinim of Bnei Noach. And you recall we had a braisa yesterday towards the bottom of the Amud, three lines into the wide lines. But the Gemara brought a braisa, Tanya Kavosiz Rabbi Yochanan. Let's take a quick look again at the beginning of that braisa, where we're going to quote again Reb Meir, because a lot of the focus of the beginning of today's shiur is going to be what does Reb Meir really hold when you're talking about Aroyois by Bnei Noach. So let's see the braisa, a third of the wide lines. Tanya Kavosid Reb Yochanan Kol Erva Shebezin Shal Yisrael Memisin Oleha Ben Noach Muzer Oleha. What does that mean? Among all the Aroyos which are enumerated in Parshiyos, Achrimois, and Kedoshim, many of those Aroyos have a din of Misa. For instance, an Eishes Ish has a din of Meis Yumas Hanoyeh V'Hanayofes, it's a din of Chenek. When you're talking about Imoy or Eishes Aviv, we learned already in the prior Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis, it's a din of Skila. If a person lives with a bas koyin, depending on arus and nesua, could be a din of sreifa. Person lives with his own daughter, also the eish tisrifu oisoy v'yasen, again of sreifa. So many of them, in fact, have misa's betin. However, this is not the case with all of them. This is not universal. Rashi, in fact, gives us a list where there is only a chiv of kareis and no misa's betin. When I say only, Chiyuv Karis is also not very pleasant. However, it doesn't say any Einish, and the only reason why, in fact, it is Karis is because there's an all-inclusive pasuk at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, Ki Kol Asher Yaaseh Mikol HaTayeva Se'ela V'Nichrasu, a din of Karis. Okay, so for instance, where is there no Mises Bezdin? So Rashi tells us, for instance, Achoisai, a person lives with his own sister, Rachmona Litzlan. Although, of course, it's prohibited. And it's an Issachares. But there is no Oynish of Misa. If you brought this person to the Bezin and told him he's been living with his sister, the Bezin would say, it's not nice, what you did is wrong, it's inequitable, it's unethical, it's immoral, it's illegal. But they cannot go and give him any Pech, because this is only a din of Kares. Pech they could give him, they couldn't give him Malkus if there were Edom and Asra. However, they couldn't go and give him an Oynish of Misa. And same thing applies to Achois Oviv, Achois Imoy, which are other forms of Achoisoy, they're forms of aunts. Anyway, so getting back again to this price, so Kol Erva, Shebezin, Shel Yisrael, Mimisen Oleh, any one of the Arois, where there is in fact a din of Misa, such as Imoy, or such as Ashes Oviv, there's Misa, then Ben Noach Muzer Oleh, then there's a Lav, by a Ben Noach. It doesn't say that he gets Misa. It says that there is a Lav. Yes, there's another Gemara that says, Asarosan Zui Misasan, but not necessarily does this go across the board in all cases. So Ben Noach Muzer Lev. Ein Bezin Shiyisom Misan Lev. Those that the Bezin is not Mamis. We gave examples before of a Choisoy, of a sister, an aunt, etc. What's the Locha? Ein Ben Noach Muzer Lev. In fact, there's no Isser whatsoever. Ben Noach is allowed to go and marry his sister. Under secular law, it's prohibited. But under Torah law, a goy is allowed to marry his sister, Divrei Reb Meir, as we have to admit. Chacham disagree. Okay, so now the focus of the beginning of today's Gemara is going to be on Reb Meir. So again, what does Reb Meir say? If there's Misa by Bnei Yisrael, then there's an Isser by Goyim. If there's no Misa B'dei Yisrael, even though there's a din of Kareis, then there is no Isser by Goyim. Zokti Mar V'Sover Rameyeh, two lines from the bottom of the oven. V'Sover Rameyeh Kol Erva Shebezin Shal Yisrael Mamisen Oleha Ben Noach Muzer Oleha. You told me this rule now, that if there's a din of Oynish and Misa by Yidin, then a Ben Noach is Oser. V'Tan Yav B'Braisa. What's stated in the Braisa? Ger Shehoyisa Hirasoi Shaloi B'Kdusha V'Leidosi B'Kdusha. We're talking about a ger. Obviously, if he's a ger, initially he was a goy. And Yavad is a yid. And the goy, when he lived together with now the parents of this goy, meaning, what was the story? You had two goyim, a man and a wife, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, non-Jewish Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They lived together, and she became pregnant. So the original seed and the original pregnancy involved Shulei Bikdusha, which just non-Jewish people, just Gentiles. In the middle of her pregnancy, she decided she's going to be Mekayim. And before she, in fact, gave birth, she was already Miguyera, she was already a Giyoris. So now this Ger that was born, in a sense, wasn't really a Ger, he was already now a full-fledged Yisrael. Not full-fledged, because he was a Shulei Bikdusha, but by the time he was born, Leidos Bikdusha, he was already born to Jewish parents, or at least a Jewish mother, and so therefore, he is as a Halbe Ger, a Halbe Yisrael, but for sure, he has all dinim of Yisrael on him. Now, what happens now if he wants to go and marry someone from his former Gentile family? Is he allowed to go and marry them? So Rashi already points out that min ha-Torah, he could go and marry anyone and everyone from his former family, including, for instance, his sister. Why would he be allowed to go and marry them? Because min ha-Torah, every gershin is gayer ki koton shenoy la-domi. And so therefore it's as if he is a brand new Beshefanish, Rashi refers to it as if he was born without a father, without a mother, without any siblings, without any kroivim. He's just brand new, just came down onto earth from Mars or from somewhere else, and therefore all prior blood relations have no meaning, have no legal efficacy. However, there is a din midraban. What's a din midraban? If we're going to allow a benoyach to go and marry a former benoyach, a ger. Thank you very much, Barry, for always correcting me. If you're going to have a situation of a ger, where the ger is going to go and marry those types of kroivim or kroivois that were previously also when he was a Gentile, what anti-Semites or Gentiles are going to go and say is, look, he left a kedusha chamura, and he went over to a Kedusha Kala. Kedusha Chamura means until now he was a member of whatever non-Jewish faith, Christianity, Islam, or any one of the other religions. And at that time, when he was part of our religion, he never, ever could have, would have, should have married his sister or another family member, because after all, it's incestuous. Now he becomes part of the Jewish religion. And we all know that the Jewish religion has been referred to by some of our former friends as the gutter religion. And that being the case, now he's allowed to go and marry anybody, even a sister and even an aunt and even a this and even a that, because he came from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala.
So now it doesn't look good.
It does not look good whatsoever. And so Kedei Shelo Yoimru, Chachamim made special gezeira that even though mitzat ikar adini would be mutter to go and marry these kroivim or kroivois, but midraban he shouldn't do it. Kedei shelo yoimru. Aha. Okay. So now that we have established that background, so you have this ger now that was born. Yesh lo she'er ho'aim ve'ein lo she'er ho'av. So midrabanan, we do have to reckon with she'er ha'aim, meaning kroivim that came as a result of the mother side. But I'm not concerned at all with kroivim that come from the father's side. What does that mean? I'm sorry?
Why not?
Because min ha-Torah, there are no requirements whatsoever. There are no limitations whatsoever. He can go and marry she'era aim, he can go and marry she'era av. The only thing the Chachamim instituted midrabanan is because kedesh le'yomru bo make kedusha chamur le'kedusha kala, and by goyim they only look upon she'era aim as being the determining factor and not the she'era av. And the reason is, with Goya, biologically, we know who the person's mother was, but we don't know who the person's father was. So therefore, fathers is always a question mark, but mothers we know. We know in the hospital, we know the nurse said that this baby came out of this mommy. So that being the case, She'er Aim is considered to them to be Mishpacha. She'er Av is all kind of speculation, and therefore it's not considered Mishpacha in Gentile society. So therefore, since now that the Chacham instituted this Shelo Yoimru, and they said She'era Aim still remains an Isur, but not She'era Av, HaKeitzad, so give me now practical examples. Nosa Choyse Min Aim, if this Ger married his sister, his biological sister, she now is also converted, because if she's still non-Jewish, he wouldn't be able to marry her because she's not Jewish. But if she also converted, so now I, Baruch Hashem, I have a ger and a geyrus, brother and sister biologically, min ha-toira, there is no relationship. Each one is kiger, kakotin shenoy ledami, and therefore no relationship. Midrabanan, however, he's not allowed to marry the sister, kadesh lo yoimru, but it's only by achoysim and aim. Achoysim and aim means it's a half-sister, where the sister and the brother have the same mother. Then yoitzi. However, min'av, if the only relationship between this sister and this brother, these two former b'nei noyach, who are now both ger the geyrus respectively, if the only relationship was that they're saying father, Yikayim is allowed to go and keep her, he does not have to go and be moitzir. The reason why the Gemara uses the expression Yikayim, because we'll see in another few lines towards the end of the braisa, lechet chila, he shouldn't even marry her either. However, but yeah, but if he married her, Yikayim, it's not a problem. Similarly, Achoyso av min ho'ein. Achoyso av means this is a sister of his father. In other words, this is an aunt, min ho'ein, born to the same mother. In other words, there was one common grandmother. That one common grandmother had a daughter and a son. That son eventually gave birth to this ger. And so now this ger has as his aunt the Achoyso av, and the Achoyso av and the av were brother and sister from the same mother, even though they may have had different fathers. But since it's min ha'aim, yoitzi, he's not allowed to go and keep her, he's not allowed to live with her. Min ha'av, if he married min ho'av, what means min ha'av? That the achoysa av and the aunt and the father had the same father. In other words, there was one common grandfather vis-a-vis this ger, but they had different mothers. Yekayim, he's allowed to go and keep her. And final case is the Achoyso Eim. Achoyso Eim, this is a sister of his mother, and both his mother and his sister had a common mother, Min Eim, the same mother. Again, Yoitzi, it's all considered to be She'er Eim. Aser. However, the Achoyso Eim, Min Ho'av, we already have a machlokes. Now, in truth, it should be consistent with the previous halachas that She'era Av is Yekayim. However, the reason why he holds Yoitzi, says Rashi, because of a new, different Gezerah. What's the new, different Gezerah? Since this aunt is a Choyso Eim Min Ho'av, so even though it's She'er Ho'av, no question, the mother and the aunt were sisters, but they only had the same father. But nevertheless, people are going to hear that this was a relation, this was a relative from the mother's side. It was a chois ho'aim. And therefore, people could be toa and make a mistake and say, oh, you see that by gerim, even a chois ha'aim is not an issue, because look at this, ger. Ah, tzaddik van a younger man, such a wonderful young man. He comes to davening every day, he comes to the daf every day. He's such a wonderful guy. And guess what? He married his achoyso aim. Yeah, it's takim na av, but it's achoyso aim. So they'll say, she'era aim is not an issue, that you can even be mekayim from she'era aim. And therefore, says Rameya, a new gezeira, that yoitzi, that people shouldn't confuse the achoyso aim mena av with other she'er ho'aim. Chum said, no, I'm not noivis. It's okay, since ultimately it's from the same av, but not from the same aim. He is allowed to go mekaymer after all. Shehoi Ramei, now this Shehoi Ramei doesn't refer to this lost halacha of the achoysa aim and av. This shows generally on the first part of the praisa, that what does Ramei say? Shehoi Ramei, oimekol erva shehi mishum she'er aim yoitzi. Any type of erva that has a connection with she'er or aim, that's problematic. Mishum she'er av yekayim, but if it's she'er av, it's okay. Because once again, like we said before, min ha-toira, neither of them is problematic. Because each one of them, we have the halacha of ger sheniskar kekotin shenoy ledami. It's only the rabbanan, and the rabbanan is because shemayoyimru. The shemayoyimru only applies she'er aim, not she'er av, because even by the Gentiles, this was the only relationship that they considered to be material and relevant. And the braisa continues on. Now, so before, why don't we just stop here briefly and take a breath? What do we see from this? That Remeir says that if you're dealing with achoysim in a aim, yoitzi, you're not allowed to. Now here, of course, we're talking about a ger. But we're saying that when he was already a benoyach, this was already prohibited. Right. And that's the reason why we continue to prohibit it, even though he's a ger. Shekotin shenoy the dummy shemiyomru. Aha. So we see that Ben Noach was osir be'achoisay. Yet if we go back to the brayse of yesterday, starting on the third line, we said kol erbish bezem mimisan aleh ben Noach musar aleh ben ein bezem sheyisom mimisan aleh ein ben Noach musar aleh. And now looking at the Rashi about seven lines before the wide lines on the Umud Beis of yesterday, says Rashi ein bezem sheyisom mimisan aleh ki goin chayav ikrisis achoisay. Achois Ovid, but Achois Imoy. Those are the three cases of our Brisa. Skip to the next Rashi. Ein ben Noach Muzer Alea. According to Remeir that we're speaking about yesterday, Remeir says that a full-fledged Goy, a ben Noach, is allowed to marry Lechatchila Achois Achois Ovid, Achois Imoy, even Min Ha'aim. It's all permissible. If a ben Noach is allowed to go and marry Achois and Achois and Aim and Achois and Av, he's allowed to. So what's the problem with the ger? So the ger should be allowed to as well. There's no shema yoimru, because when he was still in the previous kedusha, the previous religion, it was permitted, and now it's also permitted. There's no difference between one and the other. By the fact that the mayor prohibits it here on the Amud Aleph, it's apparent that the mayor holds that a ben noyach is not allowed to marry achoisei achois, chois imoy, and achois oviv. Ah, but that contradicts the mayor of yesterday. So that's kasha number one. Yes.
Is there? I just want to, is there a distinction between Ben Noach and someone else who's just not Jewish? Or no? Ben
All of these terms are used interchangeably. Ben Noach, Kusi, Akum, okay, so Goy,
it's
Gentile.
It's really two categories: Jewish and not Jewish.
Exactly, as well as a ger. Care. That's well, that's the crown of Klal Yisrael, that we have Gentiles that have seen the truth and they are joined our ranks. We are so proud of all of our brethren, the Gerim. But getting back to our Gemara now, so our Gemara said, so l'choyru we have already our first stira Remeir on Remeir. Remeir yesterday said, Achoisei Achois Oviv Achois Imoy is permitted lechat chila to a ben noyach, to a goy. And yet today we say, no, it's prohibited. So that's question number one.
Permitted or musar land is your yes we see.
Musar means that there's no ashara. Ben noyach ain't no musar land. What means no ashara? That means that there is no iser. No iser. That means it's mutter. It's mutter. We say in our Gemara today that it's awesome. Good. Fine. Continuing on, right to the same brisa. Umutter be'eshes ochiv ube'eshes achi oviv b'shar kol aroyis mutarais loy. He's allowed to go and marry. This ger is allowed to marry all of these others that we are now enumerating. La suya eishes oviv is also mutter, right? Kol aroyis mutaris le la suya eishes oviv. So let's stop for a second. He's allowed to go and marry eishes oviv. Eishes oviv, we said back in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis, is one of the niskalim, right? Everybody agrees with that. If you don't, we can look in the Mishnah anyway. Uri believes us. Uri remembers it. But I don't remember it. So we go back to the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis. What does it say in the Mishnah? What I keep on saying Nun Beis, it looks like it's a Nun Beis. It's like a Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel! First date in the Mishnah. Eilu hein aniskolin. Habo alo eim. Zial eishes av. Eishes av, this is din of skila. So that's one of the cases that Bezdin may misin aleha. If Bezdin may misin aleha, then Ben Noach is muzar aleha. Right? That's what the Brisa said yesterday. And guess what it says over here? That same Eishes Aviv, Remeir says, Mutta l'chad chela. So now I have a double kasha on Remeir.
Could we hear silent here?
This is all Remeir talking from the beginning of the Brisa. Right? What time you?
Well, Remeir, Omer.
We just got off on a tangent on that limited halacha of the achoisa aim min ha'av. Remeir amiyotze, chomoy min yekayim, shahoy remeir oimer. Now we continue on Remeir.
Because you know there's a machlokas in the middle, we're saying the whole b'risa is limited Remeir.
And maybe that's the reason why the b'risa is shahoy remeir oimer, that you shouldn't get off track and think, oh, now everything is a chachamim.
Right.
This is now, we continue on talking late, alibid Remeir. And we continue on right to the Brisa. So we already had two kashas. We'll repeat them again as soon as we get right before the text. And it continues on the Brisa. Nosa isha uvita. What happens if this ger, when he was still a Gentile, married a woman together with her daughter, and now all of three of them were all Megayer, so now he's now the Jewish husband, and now he has two wives, one the mother and one the daughter. He can hold on to one of the two. but he has to go and send the other one away, because Ishavitza, of course, is prohibited in the Torah. Ulechat chila lo yichnais. This chila yichnais.
In reality, he married his mother-in-law.
He married his mother-in-law. Yeah, vis-a-vis the Vita, yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That's right.
Guess which one he will send away.
Well, we're talking about the mother-in-law in a moment. We'll talk about that in a moment.
The Baisa switched from a Ben Noach who's Rosh Hashanah Kedusha, that's what Kedusha. We switched our focus from the special case of a girl who was conceived prior to his mother converting. Now we're talking about a regular girl.
In fact, it's very good that you asked the question, because if you look at Rashi in the middle of the middle wide lines. See, Rashi says Nosa Ishu Vita, right? You're down there, the middle wide lines of Rashi.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nosa Ishu Vita. Right. Ashar Gerim Koi. It's talking about other Gerim. Okay. Then Rashi has another pshat Inami. But you're right, according to this pshat, it's talking about a regular case of a regular Ger.
Right, because we switched to marrying it's a different age group, it's a different demographic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially if you're saying that Hayrosi Bikdusha, if he was born in Kedusha, he's already a Jew. Right. How was he married to the Ishuvita? Zayigit. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So Nosa Ishuvita Konisacha Moitzi Achas. Period. Ulechatchil, this Ulechatchil Yichnois is referring to the cases earlier on in the Braisa, that Lemoshel Legabe, the Nosa Achoisoi Min Ho Av, or Achois Av Min Ho Av, or Achois Aim Min Ho Av. In all of these cases, Rameyer said Ulechatchil Yichnois. Even though Rameyer said in the case of Achoisoi Min Ho Av, and Achois Av Min Ho Av, he said Yikayim. Okay, Bidiyam. Don't get involved in any of these things. Don't do it. Again, even though this is already not so much a Yoimru Mikidusha Chamur the Kedusha Kala, because even by the Goyim, this is permissible. But nevertheless, we are still concerned about people that don't understand and don't know, will make mistakes. Therefore, just stay away from all these things if you can. Oh, now we're going to talk about the mother-in-law case. Meza Ishta, what happens if his wife passed away? Because he would not have been able to go and marry the two simultaneously, like Mr. Friedlander pointed out a moment ago, because it's also Ishu Vita, he can only keep one. However, if one of them passed away, he could be able to go and marry his mother-in-law. And Rashi says again, because by Goyim, there is no din of Chamoisai, so I don't have to worry about Boy Mikdusha Chamur Mikdusha Kala. Goyim are allowed to marry the mother-in-law. I don't know if they do that on a regular basis. Presumably they don't. But, nevertheless, they are permitted. The Ikka, the Amri, yet there's another view that holds Osir B'chamoise, that a person should not marry his mother-in-law. And the Rashi tells us, Hasim Mefarish V'may Pligi. The issue of mothers-in-law, we don't go into in our Mesechta. If you want to go back to Mesechta, you want Mesechta, Daf Sarichez, what's the Svaris, why it should be Osir. Anyway, with this we have completed the whole Braisa. And now we want to get to our teretz, the teretz on our two kashas. Now, what was the teretz? What was the kashas again? So, that a quick review. Remember, we said in the Braisa, some aroyas a benoyach is muzer aleim, it's aser. Some aroyas it's mutter. So we gave examples. On which ones, for instance, do we say it's mutter? We said achoyse achoyse of achoysimoy mutter lechatchila a benoyach is allowed to go and marry. Why? Because since Ein Bezen Shi Yisrael Me Misen Aleh, there is no Misen, the Torah, the Gabi Achoy, so it's only Koreis. No Din of Mises Bezen. Therefore, a Goy Lechat Chila is allowed to marry his sister. Yet, the same Remeir says here at the top of the Amid, no, if it's Shera Aim, it's prohibited. Yoitzi, Yoitzi, Yoitzi. Why? Shemi Yoimra. What's a Shemi Yoimra? They're going to say that when he was still a Goy, it was prohibited. It wasn't prohibited. When he was a Goy, it was totally mutter. And now it should also be totally mutter. So we have the Stira from the Reisha of the Price. Then we have the other part of the Braisa. The other part of the Braisa said that any type of erva, the Bezin, may misen aleh. When you have a din of misa, the Bezin, chas v'shalom, is going to go and execute the person, then even the ben noyach muzer aleh. What's an example of that? For instance, Eishes Aviv. Eishes Aviv, regardless whether it's his imoy or whether it happens to be just a stepmother, we had back on Daf Nun Gimel in the Mishnah, Elu Heinan Niskolin, Eishes Aviv is one of those that Bezdin may misen aleh. If that's the case, it should be one of those that Ben Noyach muzer aleh. And yet it says in the Braisa, Mutter be Eishes Aviv. Habdachastira on both sides of the Braisa, both the case of Meimisin and the case of Ein Meimisin. Amr of Yehuda Loikasha, Horemeir Alibid Rablazer, Horemeir Alibid Rabakiva. So Rashi points out that Rameir was a Talmud both of Rablazer and of Rabakiva. And Rashi brings Rayas from other Gemaras. And therefore, the Rameir that we quoted yesterday was Rameir Alibid Rabakiva. And the Rameir that we're quoting here in the top of the Amid, that's Rameir Alibid Rablazer. Who is Rablazer? Who is Rabakiva? This Anya, we have a Braisa. And both Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva learn the dinim of the parameters and the limitations on Aroyas by Bnei Noach from a very famous pasuk in the Torah. Desanya. Al ken yazav ish es ova ves imoy vedovak bi ishtoy vahoyu lebosar echad. Now, on the surface, this sounds just like a story. That every boy and every girl, when they become a marriageable age, they should leave their parents' home, they should go and find a mate, get married, and they should have children. That sounds like a beautiful passage. However, the Gemara is not learning it as just...
Just leave your father and mother.
The means not that they live together as one individual, however, that they should have children where the zera is from both the father and from the mother. That's... If you look at the Mishnas L'Basar Echad, the four lines from the bottom of the Rashi is Mishnas L'Basar Echad, Mishnas L'Basar Echad, Shezera Yoytze Mehen, Lezera meaning the offspring, Shenas B'Sar Eim, Vo'av Echad Bayit. So therefore the Kinderlach are from the DNA from both parents. Anyway, beginning back to the Pasik, the Gemara is going to teach this Pasik L'Gabi Halachadik. Wow. What does it mean that a person leaves of the imai? So it doesn't mean that he just leaves them physically, leaves their home, but it means that he's not allowed to go and live with his aviv the imai, but instead he should find a different chos and kala to live with. V'davik v'ishtoi, not with aviv, not with imai. So that means he cannot live with aviv. Does that mean aviv mamish? Are we talking about mishkav zachar? Are we talking about the wife of his father? Are we talking about the sister of his father? And that's what the machlokes Reb Lezer b'Akiva, both of them agree that when it says aviv, it doesn't mean literally don't live with your father. Why not? It's not necessary. Good, because the pasuk continues on v'dovak be'ishtoy, and the Gemara is going to dash it in two lines from now v'dovak v'loy bezocher. We're going to see this. The Gemara is going to develop the entire pasuk a number of times. But b'kitzur, Reb Lezer Oimer Oviv, when it says al ken yaziv ish es oviv, means achois oviv, don't go and live with the sister of your father. So ben noyach is muzar on achoisoi, and when it says in the pasuk in yazav ish es ovies imoi, he's not allowed to live with achois imoi. So therefore, he's prohibited to live with achois oviv. He's prohibited to live with achois imoi, says Rashi, and koshken achoisoi, because achoisoi is even one generation closer than achois oviv achois imoi. All of these are prohibited, says Rebbe Lezer. They're prohibited. That's the top Rameir on our Omid that we've been learning now for the last few minutes, that it's prohibited to live with Achoisoi, Achois Oviv, Achois Imoi. All of them are prohibited. Why? Because we are learning Rameir Alibid Rebbe Lezer, that he learns that all of these are prohibited unions. Rebbe Kiva says, no. That's not the way I understand the words of Imoi. Oviv means Aishas Aviv. That means the wife of his father. That's what's prohibited. Aishas Aviv is prohibited. Imoy means Imoy Mamish. Now, what's the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds that Aviv, Aishas Aviv is prohibited? That's the Gemara that we learned yesterday. That's the Braisa down below. Because Aishas Aviv is one of those that Bezdin is Meimisin Aleha, and therefore it's also one of those that Ben Noach is Aser, is Muzer Aleha. And therefore the Ov, Eishas Ov, and that's the Gemara down below, meaning yesterday's Braisa, Imoy Mamish, which is also one of the Niskalim, like we learn in the Mishnah, Daphne and Gimel. So therefore both Imoy is Nisko, and both Eishas Ov is Nisko, and therefore the same Aloha applies to the children, to a Ben Noach, that he is Muzer Aleh. So therefore, bottom line, Rabbi Yisai, we have now fe'enfed our kasha by saying, it's true, we started off with a stira, Rameir, and Rameir, But it's no longer a stira, because the Meir that we were quoting yesterday was Remeir Aliba de Rav Akiva, and Remeir that we're quoting today is Remeir Aliba de Rav Lezer. But now, to try to categorize it in our minds and to make it easier to understand, what we're really doing is we're trying to figure out what's the essence of Aroyus Legabe B'nei Noach. And that is, did the Kodesh Baruch Hu Aser the She'er, or the Isser Ishus? What do I mean? There are two types of relatives, Rabbi Say. You have blood relatives, and you have relatives by marriage. The question is, which ones did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aser did he prohibit to B'nai Naich?
Blood relative or acquired?
Acquired relatives. Tzigi Kimen, as they say in Yiddish.
Why is it a necessary choice?
Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that. I didn't decide.
No, same. But why are we?
For us, all of them are Aser. Exactly. Whatever you have in Parshas Achrei, Moshe, Kadoshim, all are Aser.
Right, so why are we saying that this is a choice now vis-a-vis...
Very good. So let's look at Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aser Aroyis on B'nei Noach, what did he say? Aviv means Achois Aviv. Imai means Achois Imai. Achois means that these are blood relatives. These are relatives of She'er. She'erei HaKorav Elav. These are natural blood relatives. These are the ones that are usher. Good? Mash Enkein, Rabbi Kiva rejects that, and he says, no. The blood relatives are not the problem. It's the Tzigi Kimena, the new ones that came as a result of marriage. They are Ishus, and that's why Oviv, Eishes Oviv, and Eishes Oviv is just one example of many. Any relative that came about as a result of Ishus, that's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assered in this Pasuk, Al-Kein Yazid, Ish, Et Oviv, Yefimai.
Now, because it wasn't necessary to say the first one, because that's explicit.
I mean, which one do you mean is the first one?
Blood.
The blood relatives, according to Rabbi Kiva, are not usher. A ben noach is allowed to go and marry his sister. No problem. He's allowed to marry it. I'm not saying that it's a nice thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do, but it's permissible.
It would seem to be that he...
Logically, it should be the other way around.
If this, then for sure.
I agree with you. But however, our Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says that according to Rebbe Lezer, it all has to do with She'er, and according to Rebbe Kiva, it all has to do with Arayis. And with Mitchum, we're going to develop this more on the Omid Beis. If you want to just crystallize this briefly, on the bottom of the Omid, you see the last line, the Mai Kamifligi, here on the Omid Aleph. Barry, the last line, Mike and Evri, Reb Lezer Sovar top of the Omid Beis, Oviv Dumin Di Imoy, the Imoy Dumin Di Oviv, Lemishkachis Lo Ella Bi Achva. Achva meaning brothers, siblings, and the Gemara later calls it, and Rashi calls it, the word She'er. Masha Enkein says Reb Kiva, Mutav Lo Ukme Bi Eishis Oviv, the Ikri Erves Oviv, Lafuki Achois Oviv, because Lafuki Achois Oviv, the She'er Oviv Ikri, Ervas Oviv Loi Ikri. When the Torah asked it over here in this Pasuk to go and live with Oviv, that a person should be Al Ken Yazav Ish Et Oviv, the Oviv that we're talking about is the Ervas Oviv. Ervas Oviv means the Ishus. Masha Enkin, the She'er Oviv, that's not what we mean when we talk about the word Oviv. We'll go into this more detail when we get to the Yomid Beis, but the point once again is that By B'nai Yisrael, both types of relationships are Osir, whether they happen to be natural blood relatives or Tzigi Kimena, new relatives, because relatives through marriage, all of that is Osir, like all of those that are Oskerechent enumerated, Achri Moise Kedoshim. But B'nai Noach, it's one or the other according to Reb Lezer and according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, for those of that you say, why don't we go and Osir all of them of B'nai Noach? In fact, there was the Rabbanan of yesterday, but that's not today's focus. If you want to just go in the Chacham quickly on the Omid Beis of yesterday, the fifth line of that price that we were quoting, the Chacham Oimim, Harbi Aroyis Yesh, She'ein Bezin, She'yisom Amisin Aleim, Uben Noyach Muzer Aleim. The Chacham reject this distinction between Kroivim of She'er, blood relatives, and Kroivim Machmas Ishus, those are the Tzigi Kimena relatives by marriage, and they say, no, come on, Harbi Aroyis. They're all Osir across the board, and anything that is Osir by Yidin is Osir by Goyim, and don't make these distinctions. But we're not focusing on the Chacham today, we're only focusing on the Remeir, and specifically the two Reb Meirs, the Remeir Aliba de Reb Lezer, and the Remeir Aliba de Reb Akiva. And now that we've established this distinction between blood relatives and relatives tzigikimina by marriage, now the Gemara continues darshaning the rest of the pasuk. We started off al ken yazav ish es avi es imoy, and then the pasuk continues on v'dovak beishtoy v'dovak v'loy bezochar. Now, why is a dovak not bezochar? In other words, do not engage in mishkav zochar. The question is, where do you see that in the word v'dovak? So Rashi says an interesting svara, the fourth wide line down below, v'dovak v'loy bezochar, the leka dibuk the mitoch she'ein hanishkav nehana. In other words, physically, just like a man and a woman can go and cleave and attach themselves together, so physically, a mishkav zocher can also be the same thing. He doesn't insert the aver in the normal place like by nekeva. He inserts it from the back. It can also be unnaturally, shaloi kedarka, but it could be a dovak. But says Rashi, but there is no nehenna there. If it's not nehenna, that's not considered to be a dveikus and an attachment. It's interesting, the Egli Tal is the same as the Avner Nezer, the Sochet Sheva, who was known as the Gevaldi Gagoyin. In the Hakdoma of his Sefer, Egli Tal, Rav Vick from the Koyle showed me yesterday, he brings a raya from this Rashi. What does he bring a raya to? He said that there's some people out there, when they are learning, they're saying, you have to learn totally dry, without any particular chibah yaseir, without any gishmak, because if you have gishmak in your learning, you're already learning shaloi lishma. Learning lishma means, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though I can't stand this, but I'm doing it because you told me to go and learn, and that's why I'm learning 24 hours a day, because it's a mitzvah, but I don't really have any hana.
Who has the shita?
It should be pleasant. It doesn't say you should have hana. Zot yet the Egle Tal. I have arrived from this Rashi. Since a person is supposed to be Dovuk in Torah, Dveikis b'Torah. Dveikis by definition means with Anah. And therefore you should have Gishmak. And every time you learn Gishmara, it should be, I'm so happy I have Anah from the learning. So that's what the Egle Tal writes in his Akdom. But anyway, getting back, and he brings the right from this Rashi, that the word Vedovic, Dveikis, means with Anah. And you have another Rashi like that in the Amud Beis, who teaches Vedovic similarly. So Dveikis means Anah. And by Mishkav Zocher, the Shoichiv may have Anah, however, the Mishkav doesn't have Anah, in fact, it's probably painful, and therefore, that is prohibited to a Benoich. And the Pasuk continues on.
The Maisa said the Nishkav is Nishkav because he has Anah. Otherwise, why would he be a Nishkav? It's not forced.
I can't go into the psychology of this. I can only assume that the next time they're going to have a role reversal. Uh-huh. And this one is going to be Chveis. I can't understand. Anyway,
why is it crooked letter?
Anyway, bottom line is it was it's so embarrassing. I saw last week my wife showed me in the Times there was a famous author that passed away at the age of 91. It was famous, Swanson, Psagoy, whatever, and it said that at the Levaya his husband was masped him and said the following words. His husband. Yeah, a man passed away and his husband. Can you imagine his husband? Which one is the wife?
It's always a Pella when they write now.
It's a great Pella. Anyway, it's a Pella that Kodesh Baruch Hu allows that the words should be written on the page and they shouldn't automatically explode. It's his husband. Okay, anyway, continuing on to the Braisa. So the Braisa says, right in the Pasuk, Be'ishtoi, V'loi Be'eshes Chaveir. Oh, from this we know that a Goy is not allowed to engage in adultery because you have to be Be'ishtoi, V'loi Be'eshes Chaveir. V'yil Basar Echad. Mi shenasim boser echad, the two that get married have to have the possibility of producing a child that they become now boser echad, like we saw the Rashi before. Yotze b'heima v'chai shenasim boser echad. That's why mishka b'heima is prohibited to a goy from this pasuk, because there's no potential that living. Mishkav Zachar is from the pasuk of the Dovek V'loi Bezachar. So we already took care of Mishkav Zachar. We don't have to repeat it. Now we want to talk about Mishka Bahaima. How do I know that a Goy is not allowed to live with a Bahaima? The reason is because if he lives with a Bahaima, there will not be a possibility of a child being born to a union of a man with a dog or a man with a cow.
Also comes into this category.
Sorry?
Bia Shalai Kodarka also should come into this category.
You're right.
But so you're saying, have a pasuk for that. We don't need it here.
No, I think what Mr. Friedland is asking, so from the Ba'ilu Basar Echad, I can learn out both. So what do I need the Vedovek V'lei Bezochar for, since it's possible by two Mishkav Zuchar? Yeah. So today, who knows? Maybe they will be able to have a Zuchar. I mean, everything is possible at a parade, they have ice. But the point is, the two Zucharim together, we should also learn from Ba'ilu Basar Echad. That's your Kasha. And the answer is, because if we would only say Ba'ilu Basar Echad, without Vedovek V'lei Bezochar, I might think that this is only asering mishkav zachar, which is doyime to a normal mishkav. But that mishkav behemah is off the charts. It's off the radar screen, because who would even think about talking about living with a behemah, and therefore the pasuk doesn't address it. By having the two psukim, the double b'lei b'zachar, tells you mishkav zachar is aser, and by having yotzim basar echad, I now see that mishkav behemah is also aser. So therefore it's aser across the board. Okay. Through this, we've concluded the drasha, how we dash in the pasuk. Now, Omamar. So we're starting again, focusing on Reb Lezer and on Reb Akiva. The second part from Vidovak until the end, that everybody agrees to. We're just talking about the differences about the Oviv and Imoy of Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. Omamar. Reb Lezer Oimer. Says in the pasuk, Al Ken Yazav Ishes Oviv. What means Oviv? Oviv means Achois Oviv. That means the sister of the father. In other words, we're talking about an aunt. Frey Timorah. Aim of a mamish. Maybe the pasuk is talking about Al Ken Yazav Ish Es Aviv. He's not allowed to live with his Aviv. He's not allowed to live with. It's not interesting. He's interested in Oscar. Therefore, Al Ken Yazav Ish Es Aviv, that he has to go and leave his Aviv. He's not allowed to live with his father. In other words, he's not allowed to engage in. That's the pasuk shan the pasuk. Don't say Aviv means Achois Aviv. Don't say Aviv means Ish Es Aviv. Al Ken Yazav Ish Es Aviv. He's not allowed to live with his father. So Timur, that cannot be, because that's already covered in Davak V'Lei B'Zachar, which is referring to all Davak, all Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar, therefore, includes... Yeah, everything okay? So yeah, I'm fine. Baruch Hashem. Ah. So therefore, Mishkav Zachar includes Avada living with a father. A father and a son, of course, a Mishkav Zachar. So I don't need the Oviv to tell us that. But once you're telling me that, Eima Aishis Aviv. Why does Reb Lezer say that Aviv means Achois Aviv? The Chari should say it means Aishis Aviv. Says the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk for that, because the same pasuk says, Haina be'ishtoi v'loi be'ishis chaveiroi. An Aishis Aviv, by definition, is a married woman. Who is she married to? To his father. It's Aishis Aviv. And that's already excluded from ishtoi v'loi be'ishis chaveiroi. It would be an adulterous relationship. Says the Gemara, Shkoyach, that I know. But Emily Achar Misa, maybe the reason why the Torah asks Aviv is not to include or not to refer to Achois Aviv. It's referring to Aishas Aviv, and referring to an Aishas Aviv after the father passed away, when she is still the former stepmother, the former Aishas Aviv. Gesundheit. Maybe that's what the pasuk is asking, and you cannot say that the pasuk is asking ishtoi v'loi eishes chaveiroi, because it's no longer eishes chaveiroi, it's no longer an eishes ish. She is now a grusha or an almana, and therefore maybe it would be mutter, and therefore the Torah is telling us no, that it's asur. Says imara dumya de imai. Since it says oviv and imai together, it's a shtikel hekish that oviv just like imai, my imai the lav ishus, just like aim his mother is a blood relative, not involving a tzigikimina relative, it's a blood relative. Half of the lavishus, when we're talking about oviv, we also mean an oviv, which is the blood relatives. And this is what we'd already told us from the Amud Beis, that Reb Lezer's focus is on she'er, the blood relatives, as opposed to a tzigikimina, a relative by marriage. So now we've explained the oviv according to Reb Lezer, what it means, imai. Imai means achois imai, the sister of the mother. Maybe the pasuk is telling, don't live with your own mother. His mother is married to his father, so she's a married lady, so of course he is also. I don't need a special imai, it's also because she's a married lady. Maybe the imai is coming to tell you that even if the father has died, you're not allowed to live together with your mother, even though she's no longer an ashes ish, but there's an issur of living with your mother. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. Just like oviv, we got finished saying it doesn't mean oviv mamish, because if it meant oviv mamish, that's already covered by the dovak v'loy bizachar. So therefore, it's got to be the sister of oviv. Now, even though mamish, and therefore we're talking about the achois imai and not the imai herself. And that's Reb Lezer's pshat and the oviv imai. Both of them, they are choyos, the sister of this and the sister of that. Reb Akiva Oimer, no, oviv means aishus oviv. Maybe means don't live with the Aviv. Like we said before, that would be Mishkav Zachar. That's already covered. If that's the case, Aishas Aviv Nami, according to Bekiva that says that Aviv means Aishas Aviv, that's also covered already. How's that covered already? Because by definition, an Aishas Aviv means that she's an Aishas Ish, and Aishas Ish is prohibited because of Ishtabla Be'eshes Chaveiroi. So therefore, I already have that in the pasuk.
What about also the pasuk that says that you shouldn't uncover your father's?
All the pasukim that you're referring to, those are pasukim pashtus Achimois and Kedoshim, those are addressed to us, to the Jews. This Alken Yazavish, Esavas Imoi, is back in Bereish, is referring to Bnei Noach before the first Jews were created. Anyway, so continuing on, Zog Dimara Nachmo, Haine B'ishtem Levish Chaveiroi, so in Bazoi, how do you say that Ovid means Eishes Ovid? We have already the end of the pasuk talks about Levish Chaveiroi. So Dimara Lachamisa, the Isser of Eishes Ovid that the pasuk is telling us about means that even though the Av has passed away, he's still prohibited to go and marry the Eishes Ovid. That's what I learned from Ovid. Okay. Frey Dimara Vosses mit Imoi. Imoi, Imoi means Imoi Mamish. That's how Rabbi Kiva Darshan said. The assumption is that his mother is married to his father, and if she's married, so that's covered by the end of the pasuk that says, don't go and live with an Eishes Ish. The mother's an Eishes Ish. Everything Gemara, Imoi Manu Sasei, we're talking about not that this was a married mother, but it was an unmarried mother. In other words, that the father was Baal Leo Biznus, he was Ma'aneser, they were not married, and therefore, this is just as Imoi, and there is no issues involved over here, and that's why you can't say this is called by Ishtar v'Eishes Chaveiroi, because she's not an Eishes Chaveiroi. She's still, in a sense, a Pnuya. She's not a Psula, but she is a Pnuya that she is not married. Aha. And that's what the Torah is asking. What's the essential parameters of the machloek between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? Like we said before, Rabbi Lezer Sovar, Ovid means Dumiya di Imoi. The Imoi Dumiya di Ovid. Ovid being like Imoi, Imoi being like Ovid means that there is no tzigikim in a relationship, there's no new relation, no relative by marriage. I mean, the Ovid, Imoi, of course, are by marriage. However, vis-a-vis the son looks at his father and he looks at his mother as being Ein Lecha blood relatives G'doyle Mizu. This happens to be their flesh and blood. He's their child. Masha Ein Kein, Ishtoi would not be a she'er, would not be an achva. That's a tziki gimana. That's the Bnei Noach would not usher to, according to the blessing. So, Oviv dim the ima, ima dim Oviv, mishkachza, elba achva. Achva means brotherhood, but here it means brotherhood, meaning that it's blood relatives, and therefore blood relatives. If that's what the Torah asked for Bnei Noach for Gentiles. Rabbi Kiva, mutav l'ukme be eishes Oviv, the ikri ervas Oviv, lafuke achois Oviv, the she'er Oviv ikri. Ervas Oviv loy ikri. What is Rabbi Kiva saying? Rabbi Kiva says, I'll bring you a raya to my pshat, that when it says Oviv, it means Eishes Oviv. What's the raya? And this is the pasuk that Uri was quoting just a moment ago, going back to Parshas Achrimois, and we had this pasuk a few times, a few blad ago, where it says in the pasuk, Ervas Avicha loy segale. Ervas Avicha, what does Ervas Avicha mean? And the Gemara said that Ervas Avicha doesn't mean literally don't live with your father. God, it was a machloikis. The Rabbanan hold Ervas Avicha means taka father, mishkav zochar, and therefore a person who lives with his father would be over both isurim. In other words, he'd be chayiv for two times, as well as he would have to go and bring two chatois if it was b'shoigi, etc. However, the other man, the Omer, says no. Ervas Aviv means Eishes Aviv. Why is Eishes Ov considered to be Ervas Ov, because Ervas Ov doesn't mean literally the Erva of the father, but it means the Ish of the father, which is an extension of the father. That's the Eishes Ov. Aha! So just like when it says in the Torah, Ervas Avicha Lo Yisegal, it's referring to Eishes Ov. Here too, when it says, Al Ken Yazav Ish Es Imoi V'es, Es Ov V'es Imoi, the Ov is referring to Ervas Ov, meaning the Achois of it. So back to the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Mutav Mib Eishes Oviv, the Ikri Ervas Oviv. I find elsewhere in Parshas Achrimois that this is an extension of the term Ervas Oviv, that it includes Eishes Oviv, Lafuki Achois Oviv, the She'er Oviv Ikri. That's She'er. She'er means that it's a natural blood relative. Ervas Oviv Le Ikri, but that's not an Erva of the Oviv, meaning it's not the Ishus, it's not a Tzigi Kimina relationship by marriage, it's a relationship by original blood. So bottom line is, that's the essential machloikis between Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva, and the seder that we ask, Rav Meir is Nishkakasha, because Rav Meir of yesterday is Rav Meir Liba de Rav Akiva, and Rav Meir of today is a Liba de Rav Lezer. Fine, they are good, we've end for the Kasha. But now, Toshima.
But okay that there is a machloikis between the two of them?
Between Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva, we would prefer, of course, that there should be no machloikis in Klal Yisrael, but unfortunately we're in Golus, and we have machlokes in on virtually every single umud in Shas. So we're going to try to bring now a raya mitakash. Toshima v'ikach Amram es yecheved deidosei loy li'isha. Amram married yecheved, his aunt. It says clear that his aunt. Now, how was yecheved Amram's aunt? So let's think about this for a moment. Amram was the son of Kehos. Is that right? Does that sound right? Amram was the son of Kehos. And Kehos had two brothers and one sister. Gersh and Kehos and Merari, those are the three brothers. And he had one sister by the name of Yecheved. And coincidentally, all four of them had one father. And the father's name was Levi. So Levi had the three sons. One of them was Kehos. And he had a daughter, Yecheved. Kehos gave birth to Amram. Amram now married his father's sister. Right? Kehos' sister, Yecheved. And that's the doida. And the assumption is that Levi was married to one woman all along. And that Levi and that one woman, Mrs. Levi, gave birth to both Kehos and to Yecheved, and therefore now Amram is marrying my love, the Dosei Mino Aim. Isn't this a situation where you have Achois Oviv Minho Aim? And the Torah tells us that this was permitted to Amram, who was at that time a Benoyach before the Torah was given. And didn't we say on the Omen Aleph, according to Blazer, Achois Oviv Mino Aim is Yoitzi? You're not allowed to go and live with such a person. And yet Amram married her lechatchila. So don't we have a raya to Rebbe Kiva, Akasha on Rebbe Lezer? Every more light, meaning that Levi had multiple wives, a zivik shiny, and therefore to one of the wives was born Yecheved, to the other one was born Kehos, and therefore it was only a half-brother and sister relationship. It wasn't a full doidosai, it was a half doidosai, and therefore since it was only mina'av, well, everybody agrees, she'eh mina'av is nothing, as we said on the Amud Aleph, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Let's try to bring another kasha, and this kasha is not under Blazer, now a kasha under Rebbe Kiva. It says in the pasuk, "Gam omna achoisi bas oviv hi ach loy vas imi vatihi li liisha." What is this talking about? This is talking about the story of Avimelech and Sarah. That Avimelech initially took Sarah based on the statement of Avraham Avinu that it's achoisi hi, and so he took her. Afterwards, he found out from Rabbeinu Shalom that he bu'ulas Baal, that in fact she is a married lady, Ashes Ish, to Avram. Avimelech has now gone to Tanis and Avram, you fooled me. And Avram says, I didn't fool you. Ve'gam omno, the truth of the matter is, she is achoisi bas ovihi, ach loy vas imi. She is my sister. And how exactly is that really the sister? We'll talk about that in another line. But the point is, achoisi bas ovihi, she is my half-sister, from the same father. Achle vasimi, but not from the same mother. Now, why did he have to go into this detail? Father, mother, and maybe man yichas, he comes from the Baal Shem, he comes from the Vilna Goyen, from the Bekiv Egech, from Soifamid. Why are we getting involved in all this? Why don't you just say, kam omna achoisihi, versus achoisi basovi, nas vasimi? So, the Gemara assumes that it has certain halachic ramifications. Mechlal, the basa aim, would be asura. Then in fact, if it would be achoisi basimi, I would not be able to go and marry her. You know why? Because I hold like Rebbe Lezer on the Amud Aleph, that Ben Noyach is not allowed to go and marry achoisoi min ho'aim. Oh, and so therefore, he had to stress, don't worry, I'm not a bad guy. It was only achoisi basovi, it wasn't achoisi basimi. So therefore, there's a chayra right to Rebbe Lezer that basoim is also to Ben Noyach, because Avraham Avinu was a Ben Noach, he wasn't a Jew yet until Matan Torah. Ah, Zokti Yimori, Ezei Bazoi, I have a kasha now on Rebbe Akiva, because Rebbe Akiva disagrees with the whole She'er concept. He says the only problem would only be Ishus. Achois, he said, is permissible. You're allowed to go and marry a Ben Noach, is allowed to go and marry his sister, Sai Mina Ab and Sai Mina Aim. So why did Avraham have to insist, oh, it's only Bas Ab and not Bas Aim? Let me ask you a question.
On Rabbi Meir, not on Rabbi Akiva.
Well, it depends which Rameir. Rameir
Libi Rabbi Akiva. You're right. Kasha is a Rameir Libi Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah. No. We don't need to refer to Rameir anymore. I mean, Rameir is Rameir. But the reason why I referred to him is because I had two steers. I had a steer.
Right.
Rameir of yesterday's Brysa and Rameir of today's Brysa. And the Gemara answered at the end, Ha Rameir Libi Rabbi Lezer, Ha Rameir Libi Rabbi Akiva. So that answers the steer of the two Rameir.
Why who is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Lezer is not a Kasha.
Why is it a Kasha? Because Rabbi Lezer holds that when the Torah answered Oviv, Alkein Yaziv Ishes Ovias Imoy, it answered not only Oviv, but also answered the Achois Oviv, as well as the Achois Imoy, as well as Achoisoi Min Ho'ein. According to Blazer, all Achois are prohibited to a Ben Noach. Achoisa is prohibited. According to Rabbi Akiva, Achoisa is permitted. What's the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Lezer says when the Torah asked of the Imoy, it was talking about the She'er Ha'av, the blood relatives. Achoisa min Ha'av, Achoisa min Ha'aim, it's prohibited. Achoisa Av min Ha'aim, Achoisa Imoy min Ha'aim, all of these things are prohibited according to Rabbi Lezer. Could Rabbi Akiva? No. Blood relatives is not a problem. It's only the tzigikim and the new relatives through marriage. And now the case that we're talking about in our case over here is talking about achoisei, achoisei bas ovihi v'le bas imi. According to Rabbi Akiva, these words are absolutely superfluous, redundant, unnecessary, because there is no problem with a ben noyach marrying his sister lechatchila. So he doesn't have to go and say, "But I want you to know." It only happens to be a paternal sister. It's not a maternal. I don't care, paternal, maternal, schmaternal. Doesn't make a difference. It's mutter, according to Rabbi Akiva.
She shouldn't have had to give an excuse if there was something that was
exactly. They shouldn't have to go and explain the whole legal justification.
It's okay
according to Rabbi Akiva. It's okay across the board. Mashenkun and Rabbi Lezer, it's very good. Only a Chosi Basovi is permitted to me. Don't think that I'm immoral, unethical, violating the principles of the Shem Mitzvah Neinoyach. You're allowed to marry a Chosi Basov. You're just not allowed to marry Basa A. So Kuntur Blazer, it's fine. It's schwer on Rabbi Akiva. Says Moavit Tisbara. Let's really think this through. Is it really true that Sarah was the sister of Avram? Come on, give me a break. They weren't brother and sister. Bas Achiv Hava. She was the daughter of his brother. Who was the brother of Avram? Avram had two brothers, Nochir and Haran. And she was the daughter of Haran. So therefore it's Bas Ho'ach. It's not really a sister. It's the daughter of his brother.
She was a niece.
It was a niece. And therefore, since she's a niece, V'kim d'hochihu, lo yishnan ma'av, lo yishnan ma'ayim, then it really makes no difference. A niece, even a Jew is allowed to go and marry nieces. Right. And I'm sure all of you know of stories, have heard of stories of uncles marrying nieces.
Gemara, certainly.
Exactly. And even today, we know people that lived here in the community. What? Sorry?
Chamalibuts.
Yeah, Chamalibuts, okay, fine. Ich ken a nish, but if you say so, I believe you. Anyway, V'loshnom and Aim Shari, it's totally mutter. So therefore, there is no Isser whatsoever. So why did Avram Avinu have to talk to me? Avram and Aim. Elohasim hachik amalei. Kurvid achva achois isli bada me'aba v'loi me'ima. So Rashi says that the reason why Avram Avinu said that is because he didn't want Avimelech to look upon him as being just a total shakran by saying that it's an achoisi. It's an achoisi. You were married. He says, I was married to her. I'm still married to her. And I was allowed to be married to her. Because even if she would be my achoisi, I would be allowed to be married to her because she's only achoisi mina av, v'loi mina aim. But the mice is stuck and not achoisi, says Rashi. But we have the famous rule, b'nei bonim hari hein kibonim. So therefore, when we look upon the daughter of Haran, and we're saying now that it happens to be my achoisi, the reason is because we collapse grandfathers and fathers, and we make them into one generation, and therefore, it's as if she was born to...
She's the brother's line. The brother's line.
The brother's line.
Female, so she's a sister.
It's just like a sister, exactly. So ignore Haran, and just have her as a sister, direct sister to me, but it's only a sister, and therefore he wants to explain himself why he used the term achoisi, and just to give the full picture.
Ignore Haran? I didn't understand this.
Yeah, you're subverting the whole heter of a niece if you do that.
Why am I subverting him?
Because if you're saying that it's like a sister... That
I'm not saying legally, just saying explaining the pasuk. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi in the middle of the Amid. El hasam hachi hava omale kurva the achva. Middle of the Gemara. Wow. Middle of the Rashi. Bas achim mino avhi. She happens to be the daughter of my brother, meaning of Haran. But we had the same father, Terach. V'loim and Aim, but we had different mothers. V'loim ishim isur v'eteir kamal. He's not talking about isur v'heter. Elamishum letakuni dibura kama. He wants to go and fix what he said originally. She'amar achoisi, that was my sister. Ka'amar lehachi. Therefore he say, achoisi bas avihi, the bas achi ben avihi, the daughter of my brother is like the daughter of my father, meaning of Terach. Why? The korli achoisi, the bnei banim, harihem kibanim. Don't look upon her as being the daughter of Haran. Look upon her as being the daughter of Terach. Because I'm going to merge now Bnei Banim Harei Kibanim, Haran and Terach, into one generation. So therefore she's like the daughter of Terach. And I, Avram, I'm all the son of Terach. So therefore the son of Terach and the daughter of Terach, we married together, we happen to be brother and sister. Bahari Kibas Aviv. Hi, Bahari Kama Achli Vasimi. La Mishim Di'i Hava Achvim and Aim Hav Yasura. According to Rabbi Kiva, it makes no difference. Achvim and Aim, Achvim and Av. And Mishim Kushin the Milta Amallah. He wanted to go and justify and explain everything that he said until now. So he's saying, it wasn't a full-fledged sister, it was a halba sister, and it wasn't really a sister, it was really the niece. But nevertheless, it's not Lagabi Issa Vehetter, he's just explaining himself. Good. Toshima. Me'mei ma loy nosa odem ez bitoy. Odem arishoy. Why didn't he marry his daughter? The daughter that we're talking about is the Tioimis, the twin sister of Cain. He would have, and he could have, gone and married his daughter.
He was married to Chava.
Oh, he was married to Chava. What does he have to have a second wife for? Ifreid Zegut. So you're mechavin to the toises on top. Says the top toises. Shekisha ochla Chava me'etza das hoisru uya lomas meyad. She already had a death penalty on her head, and it was roy for her to go and pass away immediately. Aha. The imishum odem shah yeshori beloy isha hayochal likach bitoy. So therefore, our Gemara is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to have Rachmanis in Chava, he could have taken her away, let her die because she ate from the Eitz Hadas, and give Adam a new wife. It's not good. We don't want Adam to be by himself, so he would go and marry his daughter. So says the Braisa, Adam Arishan could have married his daughter. Why? But he didn't. Why takinat? So that Cain could go and marry his sister. And that's how Cain and his sister, that's how Cain has children. The chesed to the world is allowing Cain to go and marry his sister. And you all know in Parashas Achri Mois, it says that if a person goes and marries a choisei, chesedu v'nichrasu le'ene b'nei avam. And of course, all the Mepharshim ask, what does it mean?
Of the word chesed.
See, here the chesed means it's benevolent to the world, that the world should continue on, and therefore the Pasuk quotes in Achrei Mois too, by the Isser of Achoisa. Aha. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa. So what do we see from the Braisa? There was a special rule that we allowed Cain to marry Achoisa, because otherwise the world couldn't exist. Oylem chesed, Yibana. Freit moholav hachi, but if it wasn't for that reason, Asira, then Cain could not have married his sister. Oh, so you see from this, that it's also for a ben noyach. We don't really mean a ben noyach. We really mean a ben odom. We see that a Gentile is not allowed to marry a sister. There was only one exception in history. Cain was allowed to marry a choisei.
Civilization should continue.
Exactly. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. The world would have ended in the middle of Parshas Bereishis. We wouldn't have the rest of the Torah. We wouldn't have the rest of humanity and the rest of Eden, etc., etc. Zechariah the ben noyach is also to marry a sister. Is a chakasha on Rebbe Kiva, a raya to Rebbe Lezer. Every markim the ishtari. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu was matir Cain to marry a choisei, it already broke through. This is no longer the exception to the rule. This is now the rule that a ben noyach is allowed to marry a sister, which is what Rabbi Kiva holds, not like Rabbi Lassim. So therefore, we end for the kasha on Rabbi Kiva.
But now we have answered it according to Rabbi Elazar.
Well, Rabbi Lassim, we don't need to come on to the answer, because according to Rabbi Lassim, he holds that there was only one exception. Only Cain was allowed to marry a choisei because of chesed, but all other generations, it remains osir forever.
You don't use the
drasha
here?
Yeah, let's see.
This unbridled love, that's what it means.
Well, so, but you're making a very good point. In other words, today, when they keep on coming up with, the secular society keeps on permitting all those things that were prohibited years ago in the name of love, in the name of freedom and independence and expression and blah, 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 blah. So that's why they've already been matir, man with a man. It's consensual, they're not arguing, so why should I get involved? Let them do it. So eventually they're going to go and say the same thing with other incestuous relationships, such as a brother and a sister. And that's all because of chesed. If a person is meschassed too much, if he wants to be over overly indulgent of everybody's desire in this world, then you're going to go and talk about immoral desires, such as incestuous relationships. Anyway, Omer Afuna, Afuna gets off on a tangent just for a short moment. Omer Afuna, kusi mutar bebitoy, a goy is allowed to marry his daughter. How do I know? Because we said that Odom would have been able to marry his daughter. If that's the case, they might not say Odom is bitoy. So why didn't Odom marry his daughter? Like we just said, but mitzad ikredin. A kusi is mutter bebitoy. The ikri army, but there's another version, just the opposite. Amar vuna, kusi aser bebitoy, is not allowed to go marry his daughter. Teida shloi nos odem is bita. Bring your raya that Odom didn't marry his daughter. It's a charaya that you can't. So you move like charaya is this nish? Because hasam hainet time. The reason why he didn't marry his daughter, kadesh is kanya. Say achoy se mishem oilum chesed yibana. Good. Amar bechesda. Evan mutter beimoy umutter bebitoy. An Eved Kenani, he was originally a Goy, and now he is becoming now a semi-Jew. What means a semi-Jew? He's an Eved Kenani that has all mitzvahs ki'isha, but he's not a full-fledged male Jew yet. Umutav Bitoy, therefore he's allowed to marry his mother, he's allowed to go and marry his daughter. Yotze Mechlal Kusi, Uchlal Yisrael Leibah. He's already left the parsha of Goyim, because he's a halbiyid, so to speak, but he's not a full-fledged Jew.
And the isn't he usher in Emol Mitzvah Slosase? And isn't this a lav? Why should he be mutter in something?
Zayig, so Rashi says, because like any ger we already established before, is kikotin shenoy ledami, so therefore mother and daughter are not related to him. Totally no relations min ha-toyr. It's only Kadesh lo yoimru. Ah, Kadesh lo yoimru, says Rashi, would only apply if he was a full-fledged Jew. Then we'd say, oh, look at Judaism, look at this gutter religion. You see, they allow people to go marry mothers and daughters. However, he happens to be an Eved, people won't say that because they know that Eved is not on the charts in terms of normal morality that we think of. Eved things are kind of hefkedik, like the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, avdu befkere nichale. So here too, the fact that he married the mother and my daughter, about an Eved, that's why he's an Eved, because he doesn't have the morals of normal, regular society.
You were saying the same as far for Yaakov marrying the two sisters. They weren't related because they were Gaia.
I'll be saying, even according to the Tzad, that they happen to be Jewish, it's all considered to be like Geirim, when they... Good. We had this case already in the Gemara yesterday. Ben Noach had an Eved, together with a Shifcha. The Eved and Shifcha, he mated the two. There's no formal marriage ceremony. It was just Miyach and the Shifcha and Avdai. And then he himself, this Ben Noach, decided to go and live with his own Shifcha, who was mated to the Eved. Meregalel, he gets Misa for an adulterous relationship. Now, it's not because of Eishes Ish, but because of what we said yesterday in Imara, it's Gezel Ukiyoitzebai. It's a form of Gezel, that he's stealing the wife of the Eved that he had given to the Eved, this Shifcha. When is she officially crowned as the wife, so to speak, of that Eved? They don't go through a formal marriage ceremony. When neighbors and friends and Romans and countrymen start saying about her, oh, this is the girl that belongs to this Eved. So when you say that this girl belongs to this Eved, it's a simon that they are united in a sense. When does she become Os, wife of this Eved? Amravuna Mishapura Roisha Bishuk. So Rashi tells us that in those days, even the goites used to go and cover, that is the married goites, used to cover their heads at all times, and not only regular goites, but even shvachois, a shivcha, a married shivcha, not a married, a mated shivcha would also cover her hair out in the street, and therefore if she went begiloi seyar without a head covering, that means she's no longer mated, she is now free from this Eved.
A Shifcha Kananis that was designated for Eved Ivri also covered her hair.
Yeah, even a Shifcha Kananis that married an Eved Kanani covered her hair. I was talking about a Ben Noach owns the Shifcha and Eved. Total Kananim from all sides. Amar Blozer Machanina, Ben Noach Shibo al Ishtoi Shaloi Kedarka. Now this is fascinating. Ben Noach that lives with his own wife, but didn't live normally, but Shaloi Kedarka, from the back, Chayiv, Chayiv would normally Chayiv Misa. Shnei Mitzin Dovak, V'dovak V'ishtar V'loi Shaloi Kedarka, and Rashi says again over here, V'dovak, it's got to be with Hanoah, and the assumption is if he lives with his wife, Shaloi Kedarka, she's not having any grace Hanoah from that, and therefore, failed in the V'dovak. You have to have Hanoah. Omer Rava, Mi'ika Midi Di Yisrael, Loi Mechayiv, V'kusi mechayiv. Did you ever find a situation a Yisrael loy mechayiv? Meaning, a Yisrael is allowed to marry with his wife. He's allowed to live with his wife shaloi kedarka. So there's no isser involved. And nevertheless, kusi, you're going to say mechayiv misa.
How come Yisrael is allowed to?
Yisrael. It's interesting you ask this question. That's the second toisis. You see, all the toisis in Yimachem until today. If you look at the second toisis, mashal the Yisrael mutter be ishta b'shloi kedarka. Mashal that it's mutter. Don't we have a problem that he's supposed to have children? Yeah. See, Tosis says at the end, as long as Roiv Tashmisha Kedarka, then of course there's the possibility of having children. So if occasionally Akroi Ba'alma, he decides that he has such a type, he wants to live Shloi Kedarka, it's permitted. If he only lives with Shloi Kedarka, that would be problematic. Then there's no potential of having children. It'd be that Roiv Tashmisha Kedarka, and you're okay, even though Akroi Shloi Kedarka.
Shekwa Zera Levatola, it's not.
That's a very complicated issue. According to what you're saying, maybe a Zokin and a Zakena, anybody that's already beyond the age, okay. If the woman, for instance, is already 85 years old.
Also.
I'm sorry?
Muberis also.
Muberis, it's a Mishapras of Lot. Anyway, all of that is wonderful questions, but really it's beyond the parameters of our sugya. But bottom line is, what our Gemara tells us is that if a goy lives Shaloi Kedarka with his wife, is Chayiv Misa. Freit Rova, is that possible? Mid Yisrael Loi Mechayiv. A Jewish man is allowed to live with his wife occasionally shaloi kedarka, and you say mekusim mechayiv gets misa for that. Does that make sense? El Omer Rava ben Noach shebal eishes chaveroi shaloi kedarka potur. My time be ishav lo beishes chaveroi. In other words, even though by uns, by Yidden, we have the special pasuk v'zocha lisishka mishke be'isha, and I learned from mishke be'isha that comes to include both kedarka and shaloi kedarka. That if a person lives with one of the aroi shaloi kedarka. Asur, Kares, or Mrs. Bezin, depending on which one of the Arois it happens to be. However, if it's a Goy who lives Shaloi Kedarka, he's Potter, he does not get a Chiyav Misa. Why? Because the Pasuk be Ishtab, Leish Chaveroi, the Dovak, Faloi Shaloi Kedarka. These two work in tandem, they work together. The Ishtab, Loi Beishas Chaveroi, which no Eishas Chaveroi, if it's a Dovak type of Beishas Chaveroi, Leish Shaloi Kedarka, where there's no Dveikis, like Rashi said, because in such a situation, there is no hanoah for the nishkaf. If a goy goes and hits a yid, chayim misa, Bezdin has a right to. Now, our Gemara, chayim misa sounds like bidei Bezdin. However, the Rambam says, no, Bezdin would not do it. Only bidei shemayim, he gets misa bidei shemayim. Shenemar, it's in the Bible, even koy b'choy b'yar, kehinesh v'yaches ha-mitzri v'yitmeneyu b'choyl. All the mitzri had done was that he had hit lama sakari echa, and after that, Moshe Rabbeinu buried him, so therefore you see that Chomshi because Yisrael Chayim Misa. Verma B'chanina Hasoita Loi Oishel Yisrael, a person who goes and slaps the face of a Yid, Kilo Soita Loi Oishel Shchina, as if Chas Shalom is giving a slap in the face of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Shnema Moikish Adam Yela Kodesh, and Rashi says the word Yela over here is related to the word Loya. Loya means a cheek or the face of the cheek. And therefore, if he's going and Moikish Adam, if he's slapping an Adam Yala on the cheek, it's as if he's Yala Kodesh, as if he's doing it against Chas Yisholm, Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheek. Of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a cheek, but then we're going to hear from Barry the fancy English term.
Anthropomorphism.
That is when the Torah gives reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to understand Lesabris Ois.
But it says Adam. Why are we saying it's referring to slapping a Jew?
Well, let's see what Reb Chanina say. Hasoita loyoy shel Yisrael.
Right.
So that's the drasha. Reb Chanina had the Kabbalah. That's how you learn the pasuk. Magbi Amdi Shabbosim. Omer Ish Lakish. Hamagbi Yodel Chaveri. Afal Pish Loi Yiko. Nikar Rasha. Person picks up his hand, even if he doesn't give the other person the patch. You're just picking up the hand already called the Rasha. Shinemar. V'yem l'Rasha lama sakariyecha. Nasak is the Lashon Osid. Lama hikisa loy nemar. Not why did you hit. Lama sakar, why are you going to hit? Afal Pish Loi Yiko. Even though he had not hit him yet. Lama sakri yach v'yem l'rasha, nikar rasha is called a rasha. See, Rabbi Chanina, nikar choyte, just by raising your hand, is called a choyte shenema. V'moy l'kachti b'choska. V'ksiv atihi chattas en orim gidoyle. What is this all about? This is talking about the B'nai Eli. B'nai Eli went and insisted that the people bringing karbonis would give them their portions of the carbon for themselves. And they didn't want to wait, and they didn't want to delay. Shnal, give it to me. Them loyin, if you're not going to give it to me, lekachti b'chazka, I'm going to go and take it forcibly. And therefore, in our minds, we think to ourselves that the Bnei Eli are picking up their hands, and they're threatening, you're not giving me my portion from the carbon, I'm going to go and take it forcibly. And it says, that threat of raising up the hand, that's considered already to be a chote, chatas. So Rav Chanina, that's nikuchait. Ravuna Amarti kotzitz yodai. A person that goes and raises his hand against somebody else, we should go and cut off his hand. Now, we don't mean that literally at this point. We just mean it figuratively. This person is a bad guy. Tikotzitz yodai. Shenemar uzroya roma tishover. A person who goes and raises up his arm, picking it up, tishover, it should be broken. Therefore, tikotzitz yodai. But yet, the Gemara says, Ravuna kotz yodai. Rav Huna, in fact, he was the Rish Bezin in his Bezin, and the person was picking up his arm, and what? And he paskin, remove the arm, and they amputated the person's arm. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, and we always said that means kesef, it doesn't mean literally. How did Rav Huna do this? So, Dr. Rashi, it was a Roa Shoa, Mnei Tikkun Hador, like we had in the Gemara a few days ago, that sometimes you have to go and do things, because to go and bring people into the normal way of relationships.
After there was no
bubble.
This is
how
did he have this authority?
So let's look at the Rashi, the six of the wide lines, Kot Yoda. Six of the wide lines, Kot Yoda, Rashi, down below. Mi Odom Echot, Shayurogil Lahakis is Chavah. He didn't just do this once in 100 years. He did this on a regular basis. Kanasa, and therefore he made a major penalty, a major kanas. Sometimes you have to go and use super judicial powers and authority to do things which are not the norm, because you have to make gedorim in society, otherwise society just
no
going totally.
I said there was no they had no authority to give.
There's this, a lot of discussion among the Mefarshim. Could a Bezdin do that today? Could they also say, the world is total? So, the general view of all the Mefarshim and Paskim is that today we do not have Rabbanim on that Madriga. But he still had Rav Huna, who was still from the Amoraim period. He still had that authority to go and do things like that, but later generations already could not do that to go, even if it's for Siyog and Gedel Adav.
He had it a couple of lot ago when someone stole.
And he made that.
Yeah,
we had even a case of a person who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, right, which is only Osim Midrabbanan. I mean, the Torah is no Isser. I'm not sure there was Tanoim Amiron. We'd have to look back on the Daf Memvav. But again, it's extrajudicial. That's not based on real Torah. It's based on exactly.
Ace Lassel.
Ace Lassel.
Hashem, if you're
interested.
Society can't have it just
to
wait and.
Good. Next, a person who is constantly hitting people and he has upraised arms to go on and hit people, that person deserves kvura. In other words, deserves to die and to be buried. Oh yes, that's right. What he deserves is to go and then grub in dread. Now this Reblozer is not learning it anymore, but he's drasha. He's learning, if you will, the pashup shot in the pasuk, that if a person wants to buy and handle and use real estate, he has to be a strong person, a strong-willed person. Shneva Israel lo yaaretz. It's explained Rashi because owning real estate is very, very problematic. On a regular basis, you have people challenging his ownership, and then you have, especially if you have an agricultural piece like a farm, then you have behemoths and you have ganovim that are coming. So it's a constant headache every day of the ownership of the arutz. It has to be an izroya, a person who has guts, a strong-hearted person, not a weak-hearted person. Remember, Ishlokish might have said in the Pasuk, Oyved admosi yizbalochem, a person who works the land, he will be saveya, he will be satiated with the lechem, with the bread. If he's willing to go and make himself like a slave to the land, in other words, work it diligently and devotedly all the time, he's baloch. If not, he's baloch. A very famous halacha. Even though it's just a lav, but that's the misa, he's not allowed to. And Omer Avinah, I feel a sheni b'shabbos. Even if it's on a Monday, it says Rashi. We're not talking about that. He's saying for religious purposes, I am not working on Shabbos, or I'm not working even on Sunday, which is the Christian day of rest, so to speak. Even if he takes a regular Monday, which has no religious significance whatsoever, and Rashi says the same thing applies to Tuesday and Wednesday, etc. And he says, I'm not working today. Chai Misa. Because the person has to work every single day. Doesn't have to
Sunday
work
as well, then.
Sunday for sure. But even Monday, not only Shabbos or Sunday, Chai Misa, but even Monday is Chai Misa. Because a person is created to work, and not to slouch, and not to be lazy, and not to do work. Therefore, he's Chai Misa. If that's the case, it should be should be 8 mitzvahs. Mitzvah number 8 is, make sure that a goy is not shoivis. Because how are you going to be mekayim this isser of yom la'ilay shibaisu by working? Oh, he has to do a kumvaasei. We're not talking about kumvaasei. We're only talking about love. Don't steal. Don't eat even menachai, and don't do this and don't do that.
What about dinim? Dinim is not.
So look at the next gemara. About dinim kumvaasei. Tomorrow's gemara, Mi'atzei Shem, boys. I have a wonderful day.